This is Dungeon Not Included, the actual play podcast for the adventurous listener.
Welcome back to Dungeon Not Included.
Hooray!
Does anyone want to talk about their weekend excursions before we begin?
I spent my weekend hopping planet to planet, getting new cool gear for my Jedi in the Star Wars game, Jedi Survivor. I'm the best. I think it's my favorite thing about the game is just the sheer, they were like, we're gonna make this 50% hardcore Star Wars game and 50% dress up game, and I'm very excited at the new number of options that there are for dressing up your character, including facial configurations. You actually get there's an achievement in the game if you put a mullet and a handlebar mustache on him and drop kick somebody.
What? Yep. What is the achievement called? Do you happen to know?
I'll have to look it up. I forget.
Right. That's awesome.
Yep. But yeah, it's a fun game.
If you are watching on Twitch, you can see that I have a yarn braid because this past weekend I went to Camp Nerdly. So lots of gaming and camping. Although less camping than I would like. I'm a little bit more hardcore than sleeping in cabins. So
You could have slept in a tent. No one was stopping you.
Yeah, but I didn't bring a tent because I was told there were cabins.
Right.
For the record, it's the Roadhouse achievement is the name.
Oh my god.
Why don't I even bother asking?
A mullet. Oh, drop kick someone while having a mullet. It is the Roadhouse.
Excellent. What was the best game you played, or what was a good game you played, Rebel, at Camp Nerd?
Yeah.
The one that sticks out in my mind the most is definitely Space Worm versus Moonicorn. Which is a game where the space worm, the bastion of order and general rigidness, is against Moonicorn, the fighter for freedom and liberation. And I, of course, played the Moonicorn, and I was a interplanetary rock star fighting against the fascist space worm.
So you decided to play yourself in a game. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Love
Brennan,
that.
How about you? What were you up to?
I was also at Camp Nerdly.
Did you guys run into each other? That's crazy.
Yeah, for like 4 hours down and 4 hours back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was a memorable game for you?
I think the most memorable game for me was one called the Bloody Handed Name of Bronze.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I played that. That's a good game.
Yeah, I was a fated hero, and I dragged my ancestor out of hell and fed her to an elder god.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, I played that game.
You too played yourself that weekend. Got it.
Yeah. I played that game pre-COVID by like a year at a tiny convention in middle of nowhere, Massachusetts called JiffyCon, and it was excellent. It was a good time. That's a fun game. I like that. Yeah. That's a cool game. I like that one. It's like if I remember correctly, now granted, I don't know what iteration I was playing versus what you were playing, because it was, you know, JiffyCon's a lot of playtesting too. So it was essentially a two-person, two-hero game, because you had the fated hero and kind of the storyteller who's with them as another character.
The name dealer, yes.
Yeah, I was the name dealer. That was a nice. That was a fun, yeah.
I was one fated hero with three name dealers.
Oh,
so
man.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And my first thing that I ordered the name dealer to do, that was my companion, was find me two more name dealers, because I figured if one is good, 3 is better.
That's great.
Nice. Well, and I drank all the beer in a city.
Yeah. How? What about yourself, Frank? What you do this weekend? Anything good?
Well, there was a little Zelda game dropped this weekend, I did not purchase and have not.
No,
did not.
Nothing. So what did you do during your weekend?
I just sort of stared blankly at the wall waiting for Monday to happen.
That's fair.
Like you do every weekend?
Yeah, basically. I just stay in my underground bunker waiting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I play every once in a while. I like to play, throw a couple of dollars at random things on eBay and see if it goes through. Nice. And I happen to, for a very reasonable price, stumble into the Genesis core rulebook, the Genesis Expanded Player's Guide, and the Genesis Keyforge Secrets of the Crucible books. So that's now on the. Have you guys played Genesis before? It was Fantasy Flight game, RPG. Used narrative dice. I had to get the dice. I had to go on Etsy and have somebody make them because they're like the game.
Do not sell them anymore. Yeah.
Genesis was discontinued when Fantasy Flight a couple years ago went under its new ownership. They were. Oh, you know what? You guys may have heard of the Genesis system because it was the one that was used to make Star Wars: Edge of the Empire, and then they unskinned Star Wars and released it as Genesis. If that makes sense.
Wow.
So if you've played or know of Edge of the Empire or any of those, it's that system. But yeah, it's very neat. And I'm very excited to explore these books.
This is the drawback of the proprietary dice.
Yeah.
Like, what if the company that makes them stops doing it?
Well, that's thank God for 3D printers.
On the other hand, shiny math rocks.
Yes.
Well, I love the proprietary dice when I get them.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be playing something that requires certain special dice and it's been out of print for 20 years, I'm kind of over a barrel.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, and we are in a digital age. We are in a digital age where you can get dice rollers for pretty much everything. Like Roll20 has a Genesis system. In fact, Fantasy Flight still has the app in their app store. For their
dice
for that
for dice
and it's
rolling.
Free.
Yeah.
Yep. So, even though they don't fund it anymore, there's still the ability. They left open the ability to easily play it. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. So where were we?
Yeah.
So we give me a recap.
We finished, defeating a vampire.
Yes.
And. Then we did some downtime, and so I know that we talked about some leads towards different areas. One of the things is Roxy went to City Hall and looked for any records of arrest for the menagerie, and suspiciously there were none. I believe Skip was trying to find some leads on his death as that psychopomp we encountered sort of gave him and Pickle an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm. Or alternatively, avoiding that entirely by finding leads on how to destroy the psychopomp.
Yes.
That's also a distinct possibility. I don't think Adam was looking into anything specific.
I was there for assists on both. Yeah.
And then the menagerie had a race along with all the other street gangs of the city to determine who would be top dog.
And it turned out to be the cleaners.
Because it always is.
Mm-hmm. With Tusk beating Rory.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That sounds good. I know we did at least set up for Skip was going to see if Adam had any. Oh, you had created a character. You had an alchemist. We have an alchemist now to explore.
Yeah, I mentioned
who may or may not know some stuff.
Right. All right. Which one do we want to pick up on? Which lead?
Well, I feel like the psychopomp stuff is important, but if Adam didn't really get a lot of spotlight last time, so if he has a lead.
I think then Two Birds with One Stone is this alchemist, right? Mm-hmm. That I suggested might know more about how to kill a ghost.
Yes, the alchemist calls himself Caduceus.
Caduceus. All right, where is he out these days?
Hanging out these days?
Yeah.
I need to hear Rubble's more like what did you have?
More like caduceus.
There we go. There it is. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I just had a feeling it was a good one.
No. I mean, I don't even know what this person's personality is like. It just...
You have just defined it, though. Now well, be a yeah.
You're right. He very much douche.
Well, he's hanging out in Darkest Vancouver, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like he has some sort of, you know what? I think he has a head shop.
Head shop?
Yeah, like drug paraphernalia. Right?
Oh, so like, you know, bong.
Yes. Yeah. The kind of shop that you would go to when the weed wasn't legal yet.
Right.
Yeah.
The bongs were for tobacco.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And they would have disclaimers saying that specifically.
Yes. So that begs the question of, was pot recently legalized in Darkest Vancouver? And if so, is there like a major like overhaul of the, these are for pot, marijuana?
Yeah, big marijuana leaves on the windows and stuff. Yeah, 100%.
Dispensary next door, like a legit dispensary that like...
I think pot is actually legal in Vancouver.
I think pot in Darkest Vancouver, there not only is pot legal, but most of the locals complain that legalizing it is essentially gentrification of their area because it's Darkest Vancouver. God. So by having that stuff be legal, you're really taking away from the darkest aspect. You're just making it like Vancouver.
100%. Well, that's what I was leaning at, that there's a dispensary starting up next door and it's where all the corporate douches go. And he's just
love that.
He livid about it. Okay.
Nice.
That's probably why he popped up in my radar recently, because he has been more vocally whiny and complaining and maybe even protesting. And, came back up. Okay. So we could go speak to this guy, but he's eclectic, old-ish. And he was going to want collateral he's going to want something and probably not money. So if you've got any good ideas, think about it on the way there.
What kind of stuff does he want?
Back when I last met him, he wanted old books, blood, semen, rare herbs.
I can't give a lot of those.
True.
Just don't bookend. Have the ability. Yeah.
I like the bookend. Old books, rare herbs. Let's see. But okay, he was also looking for elixir of life, which I think he had got now. Probably.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while. He doesn't look that old, so he's probably immortal. We could try killing him. But we're going to have to hook
maybe
it.
Let's save that for like a last resort. I'd rather not accidentally murder somebody.
That's why you're the boss. Okay, let's go walk to the
place. I?
Yeah.
I was
mostly
not aware.
Because I'm not concerned, and Skip is boy ghost.
Skip is a child. Yeah.
He's a little baby. Let's go walk there because I'm sick of being
I'm definitely older than Roxy.
You are
by quite a few decades.
You're kind of naive, you know. old school, you know, and this coming from me.
I'm just not jaded. That's all. You've lived too long. You're too jaded by life. I've got Pickle to keep me grounded.
So you say that there's a certain age range of life. Too long and you're jaded. Not long enough, you're Roxy.
Well, you know, not long enough.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't think Roxy's on that. I think Roxy has their own amount of jaded as well. They got their collection of chips for shoulders, which is fine. But no, if you're going the longevity thing, then it would go baby to too old, and baby definitely not many chips on shoulder, right? So
I've seen some real asshole babies. And now I'm playing myself.
Best possible way you could have phrased it.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, let's so go good.
Oh, I don't know if with the delay, this is always death, but if by next week someone could come up with a name for this shop, we will use it. That might be fair. I don't know. Unless someone shouts it out, obviously, beforehand, and then we could do it.
Right.
All right.
So you go to, you head down to Caduceus's head shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the funny thing about his head shop is that he hasn't gotten a marijuana license yet.
Oh, yes.
So much more difficult on himself. Yeah, that sounds right.
So he's still selling all the accoutrements, but none of the actual weed.
Mm.
Actually, you know what would be a great name for his shop, too, after we're saying? Tobacco use only.
Tobacco use only.
It's actually one of the reasons it's not very popular, because people are still very anti-tobacco.
Like he goes for the irony since it's been legalized, you know, tobacco recently, but now he's got his foot traffic has gone down because there are people who think that it's only for tobacco use. They can't use it for their, you know, marijuana anymore.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, you peddle that stuff? Poison.
He doesn't sell the tobacco either.
It also requires a license, and that costs money.
Yeah. Yep. There's a big no vaping sign on the side.
No vaping.
An idiot. All right. So I'm going to open up the door. I don't know what kind of bells are on the door. And I say, hey, Kay, you in?
He says, indeed I am, O Ancient One. From the back of the shop.
Oh, good. I love this already.
So I don't know if you guys know who. I don't know if you guys know who Ed Greenwood is, right? The guy who wrote Forgotten Realms.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
So he looks a lot like Ed Greenwood with like the big long wizard beard.
Perfect.
Elder statesman gamer.
Yeah.
Stereotype. Wiry, bushy beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's wonderful. Okay.
He looks like a guy in civilian clothes, but somebody took a wizard off the side of a van and put it in civilian clothes.
Perfect.
Give me five.
Who are you telling to?
Who are you talking to?
To Kay. Come on, Kay. Don't be weird about it. We talked about this.
He gives you five, but it's the weirdest high five that you've ever had again.
Okay.
It kind of slides down your hand a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, apologies to Ed if you see this. It's not a complete. Yeah,
that's right. I have no commentary on actual Ed Greenwood.
Yes.
This guy just has the same, like, style, but, like. Yeah,
exactly. If but we got this you guy's... to play the character and we said be a little
yeah.
weirder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have. Two friends to introduce you to. Oh, what's the lighting in here? What skip?
Oh, it's
oh, good
it's
question.
It's got black light posters on the wall with like
perfect,
with like you know the ultraviolet lights all around the edge of the wall.
Can I throw this out there as lore? Because I mean, it hasn't been established what he looks like. I want to say that he looks like a white t-shirt under black light. Like, he goes in and he starts glowing, like, with that, like, purpley, yes, kind of, like, you know, when you open your teeth and you smile, and it's kind of like that, like, glow.
Oh, I feel
like,
yeah,
that's just what,
yeah,
his whole body, like,
his
does.
Whole body?
Yeah, yeah, his whole, and Pickle, the two of them come in and they're just lit up.
Yeah, so I gesture to Roxy and Skip, but since Skip and Pickle are glowing, I'm assuming he's going to overlook Roxy completely.
Yes, he's looking at Skip and Pickle, yeah, and then says, spirits of the afterlife have come to visit me.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. He would know.
Yeah, can you, like, so you're at a 12 right now. Can you take it down to even just like a 10?
Says, I'm afraid that's not possible.
It really isn't.
And you are, he says to Roxy.
I'm Roxy, the hare.
He strokes his beard.
Mm-hmm. Not that kind of hair.
Yeah, like the rabbit thing.
Mm.
I see. And are you two a special individual?
Nah.
I think so.
Oh, she's special in her own way. Or they're special in their own way. They're special in their own way.
Their own way. There you go.
Their own way. Yeah. Got it.
There we go.
We get there eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roxy's special.
Grandeur for getting the pronouns right.
Hooray.
Hey.
I'm going to give you a grandeur for that.
Yeah.
Sounds,
yeah,
good. Yeah. Skip's learning. He's, yes, growing.
Right. Like that.
They did not have neo pronouns in the 50s or whenever Skip was alive. Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to do business. Do we want to? I look around the empty shop and say, should we close?
Just a moment. He comes around and, yeah, he locks the door and flips the sign to closed. And he says, what can I do for you?
I just had in my head that the sign says back in 420. And
oh my god. 420 seconds or minutes? Because both of those are bad.
Yeah. my name's Skip Clifton. Nice to meet you, Caduceus. I've been told you might be able to help me out.
Help you in what way?
So, I am here helping out my friends, and along the way, I'm trying to, you know, eventually move on to the other side. But up until now, Pickle has been my guide, who has been helping me figure out what I need to do or help me accomplish whatever needs to be done in order to move on. And recently another much scarier man showed up and essentially has told me I have no choice but to move on. And in the process of giving me this advice that I need to move on or bad things can happen, hurt my dog. So rather than moving on at his pace, I'm thinking I'm going to continue to move on at Pickle's pace, but in order to do that, I need to find out how to hurt this person really bad. And I don't know what that entails.
Adam's face is like mine right now, which is like,
yeah, I
kind of knew this was going to happen, but I didn't know it was gonna
happen. Yeah, that's...
That's
a little dark.
For Skip.
No, Roxy says that to, okay, Skip. Skip, that's a little dark.
It is, but they're threatened Pickle. And I'm not going to let anyone get away with that. So I don't know what this entails for me long term, but I would love to make sure that they are in no way capable of hurting Pickle again.
Stage whisper to Roxy while Kay and Skip are talking. Like, I don't like this look, but I mean, there can be no. I get wanting to defend yourself. That should be okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, is this like defending yourself or is this revenge?
It's a little bit dark. All right, that was enough skipping.
All right. Caduceus says, I can certainly look into this for you. Tell me about this mysterious being.
Man in black it was black, right? That he was wearing, if I remember correctly. Nice black suit. Or was
it
different?
I don't remember if I said it was black. I think
it was a nice suit.
It was a nice suit. In my head, I pictured him as like Agent Smith from The Matrix, but maybe
I pictured tuxedo mask.
Oh,
40s jazz singer.
Nice. Ooh. All of those, both of those are better than mine.
If it's whatever you think it is?
It's up to you. This is your villain.
What if it's Frank Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, but with a cape and a rose? Kind of combine the two of
them. I like the opera cape over the top of the 1950s suit. There you go.
We're doing that then. That's what we're. He had a coin. That seemed to be his weapon of choice. He used it both for intimidation as well as in combat, actually, against Adam. From what I've gathered, it sounds like he has no plans to stop hunting me down the line to get me to move on, and I need to be able to make sure that both he is not able to do that, that he can't hurt my dog, and frankly, I have a feeling, since he sounded like he has a boss, he might not be the only one. So I don't know if this is going to be just me dealing with him or a long line of people who are going to try and force my dog and I to do stuff that we don't want to do. So I need to find a way to defend myself against these psychopomps.
So any psychopomp.
Other than this one, and I go down, and there's a little guy right here, and I'm playing with Pickle.
I see. That may be more difficult than finding vulnerabilities of a single psychopomp.
Well, we can start with one. Can we start with one and work our way out?
Yes. First, we must identify this one. But my services do come with a price.
Depends on what that price is, buddy.
Just my belt.
He says,
quickly dip into our lines and veils. Just to make sure. Yeah, think I'm okay.
I think you're okay.
Yeah,
I think you're fine.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. I won't get any grosser than that.
All right. He says, it is your friend Adam that I am interested in.
Why?
Yeah, why? Wait.
No offense, you're just kind of like a guy.
Yeah, but he's a guy who has never died.
No, sure. I assure you I have died. Lots of times. A couple times on the way here.
I need your blood to make an elixir of life.
Do you take anything else? Like, I got cash.
I'm no longer interested in monetary value.
Clearly.
Why? Because your business is failing?
Businesses come and go.
How much blood are we talking?
Enough to supply me for an entire vial of elixir. A pint or so.
I don't know. This is very difficult. I will think it over and then... I think... Yeah, let's do it.
Grandeur.
All right. So, he says, come to the back. And he brings you into a back room, which is a weird alchemical lab as well as library.
Mm. Still brought the dark light posters in this room, I see.
I like the aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I lie on the table with the Vitruvian man thing?
No, this chair will do.
Oh, good, because my back.
So you sit down in the chair. He then straps your arm down onto the arm of the chair. Begins to draw some blood.
Okay.
So what exactly does this elixir of life do? I mean, it's the name. I could probably guess from the name, but I'm just curious.
You sure you were a detective, Skip?
Mm-hmm. Well, does it grant immortality? Does it resurrect someone? There's a lot of things that life could be. Does it?
Not immortality. It merely extends the life. Mm. You get the impression, though, that something shady is going on here, Skip.
Is this for your own recreation? Or is this for someone else?
He says, of course it's for me. But you don't think that he's telling the truth.
Let's do a ghost thing.
Yeah.
Let's get my playbook, my splat book up here. Hold on, let's go through my things. I gotta have some good scare the pants off someone thing. This thing takes so long to move. Oh. Sorry, I'm on the... Where's my... Here we go. I think this is it. Oh, that's liminal spirit. Intangible. Sorry, this is terrible radio.
I'm going to commission a song called Actual Play. That's just somebody like singing the words "actual play" over and over again. Just you know, we use it as like background filler music. Actual play.
Actual play.
All right.
Okay.
I think you should definitely play it underneath the sound of people looking things up in a book.
Though. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am going to. I'm going to haunt him. I'm just trying to figure out how I want to change. So there, depending on how much numerator I spend is what level of this I want to make it.
Right.
So I would like to, let's do a two Numa.
Okay.
Cause eight, like one is you can change like a smell. Or, like, you can make it whatever. And then eight is you can defect all of, you can just haunt all of Las Vegas. So I feel like a two is kind of around where I want to be. Okay. So I want, I don't know what scares this guy other than he doesn't like that change is happening in his city around him. I would like for him to start seeing, like, coming from the walls, maybe, are letters of interest from the city, knowing that he is operating, like, warning letters, red letters, you know, across the front of it, like, you need to get licensed, your house building's going to go into foreclosure, all these things that are scarily affecting his business. And I also want him to hear a telephone ringing off the hook that he doesn't have a phone in the room, but he's hearing it as, and he may be even hearing the voice of like bill collectors and stuff as if they're leaving voicemails on a voicemail that's not there.
Okay.
Like really driving him crazy.
All right. You don't have to make a roll for this, right? Or do you?
No, we just spent two. So I'm going to spend two Numa to do this. So while he's, hearing these things and say, are you sure? Are you sure those are your plans with it? You're just going to take it yourself to live long? Is this really what you want to keep living in? Is this? It seems like a pretty rough life that you've got here. Is this really what you're trying for?
And he looks around. He's looking around. He's like, huh? What? Oh, I see. You're trying to haunt me. He does look scared, though.
I'm not trying to do anything. You just seem like you have a lot of stress in your life. Do you think this is going to be able to help with that stress? Whatever you have going on here.
He says, you don't understand. The front end business isn't where all the money is made.
Ah, so what's in the back end? How are you paying all these bills? How are you keeping this place from being shut down?
Well, we'll just say that certain alchemical concoctions are valued by certain people in the community.
Ah.
What community?
Okay. Oh, you better not be milking me for a vampire. I hate it when people do that.
Vampires can't drink immortal blood properly.
Way too much detail. Your answer had too much detail. It does not make me feel better.
Well, if you want me to explain, I can tell you what it does to them.
I don't know. Do I want to hear this? I kind of do, but I don't.
I feel like you're getting a little sidetracked. You're trying to just so we would love to continue doing business with you. I obviously need to do business with you, but we do have some lines we don't cross. So here's the question before we continue our business: as you're strapping our friend down here, what exactly are you making alchemically, and to whom are you selling it?
Well, I can't reveal my clientele, but I can tell you that I make various elixirs of healing and life extension with the blood of an immortal. I myself have already taken the elixir of life. I don't need another vial for myself.
How old are you?
57.
Sorry. He does look 57, yeah. But he says, much older than I appear. You can merely ask Adam. He and I met some time before the 20th century. Adam's like, I don't remember.
Yes, he was 1899, just made the cutoff.
True, but I was old then as well.
Yes, yes, he was. God, I think Adam's still going to be okay with this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of those situations like the vampire where it's like, until we know for sure that something very bad is happening, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you don't know who he's selling it to. It could be very bad, but it also could be not bad. So
yeah.
Plus, we could always rob him later.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Possibly. Okay. Make it quick.
He stabbed you in the arm with the thing and draw your blood.
Not that quick. Okay.
He has a modern setup, not like an old bloodletting setup.
Yeah.
Stopped using leeches years ago.
Yeah, right.
So yeah,
the leeches don't want so to many the blood back.
Adam's got his arms crossed afterwards, and he's just sort of like not quite comfortable with knowing somebody he doesn't know is going to be imbibing his blood, but like not sure what he's mad about. So he's just sort of like grumping. And allowing the business to continue to transpire between Skip and this douche.
Caduceus, real quick, while we're just shooting the breeze, I assume he's in the background, like starting to make his little concoction and all that stuff.
No, he's just storing the blood vial somewhere.
Oh, just storing the okay. So he's just storing the blood vial. You've said you've made this a lot. Do you? How many immortals do you know? You obviously know this one, but I can't imagine that Adam's been the only one. If Adam doesn't remember seeing you in the past while,
he is not.
Are there a lot of immortals in this city?
I thought you wanted to know about psychopomps.
Oh, I do. I'm just so curious about your business. It seems like you've got a really successful one going here. In this ever-changing market, you've managed to corner something.
Well, additional payment would be required if you want extra information.
You can let it go, Skip. If I want to find people, I can find them.
Okay. All right. So, back to the
psychopomp. How long is it going to take to do this thing that Skip needs?
I need to do research. We need to find the identity of this being.
But how do you?
I thought we were
to pull down books.
I thought we were working on a general preventative measure for psychopomps.
True, but I'm also curious as to who this one is.
All right, well, give him a talisman or a secret hand gesture or whatever it is for the short term, and we'll come back once you've done your research.
Excellent. And he goes and he gets you a little it's a crystal.
Okay, of course it is.
Adam is very impressed. Look at lights. That's amazing.
Go for it.
Okay. He says, this may be effective in keeping such psychopomps at bay, but it will only last in the short term.
Before I reach for it, then I pause. I look down at Pickle and say, will it affect Pickle?
Well, is Pickle a psychopomp?
Yes. So I guess it would. What does this do when activated?
If the psychopomp decides to approach you, it will prevent them from getting too close.
So I can't pet my good boy if I have this?
I'm afraid not.
He gets down on a knee and says to Pickle, like, looks at him and is like, okay, boy, this is only temporary, just until we can figure out how to get rid of that bad man. Are you going to be okay? And Pickle, I think, wiggles his tail. Yeah.
Yeah. He whines a little and wiggles his tail. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I stand back up and I hold out my hand for the crystal.
Okay. He gives it to you.
Okay.
It is a obnoxiously large crystal.
Is it anything that's like on a string, or is it like they have this big?
Yeah, it's wound around with like metal. There's little symbols etched into the metal. And it has a string around it for you to wear around your neck.
It's a necklace. Perfect.
Yeah.
Adam had his hand underneath Skip's hand when it was passed off because he wasn't sure would it fall through.
Would it go right through? Yeah, that's great.
Just making sure.
Just making sure. Yeah.
That is a really good point, though, actually. And I think it's something that we're going to have to play with later is I can go intangible and through objects, but I don't know that the necklace will be able to because it wasn't anything that died with me. So if it stays on me, like if I go through a wall, I might be leaving that necklace behind temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay.
Problems of being a ghost.
Mm. It is. Ghost problems. Ghost world problems. Yeah. All right.
So yeah, you put the necklace on?
Mm-hmm. And I think I go, I think I stand there and I think Pickle tries to come up to me. And what happens? Like, does it hit an invisible wall, or does it get pushed back? What's the effect?
He, he, he comes up and it's like, and like, you know, just gets turned to the side as he tries to approach you.
Okay.
Like you're wearing something that smells really bad or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay, boy. Well, thank you.
He whines a little bit again and then wags his tail.
Yeah. Pickle.
Well, thank you, Caduceus. How long do you think it would take for you to... I don't know how your research skills are. What are you thinking on how long this might take? Or how would you get a hold of us when you're ready?
Well, you tell me how I get a hold of you.
We'll be back at the end of the week.
Okay, I should have sufficient information by then.
I still flex my arm one more time and head out and be like, you want us to move the sign back to open?
It's not necessary.
Yeah, we know. Okay. Don't like that he outside. I'm like, I don't like he's selling my blood to some weirdo out there.
Well, I mean, you could have always said no.
No, gotta help a friend.
Yeah, this
plus I've sold my blood lots of times. Beer money.
Money. For beer money, really?
Yeah, why not?
Type
O positive to reinforcement. Sorry.
No, hey.
Type O positive reinforcement. That was dumb. All right. Anyways,
I think that not that I want to interrupt Caduceus's research. I think he's going to be very valuable at the moment, but I do think looking more into this underground elixir thing might be interesting. I've not heard of that before today. And I've been in this city for a while.
Yeah. I think I'll like during downtime in the next couple of days, I'm sure we're going to be doing something else throughout the week, but during whatever downtime I have, I think Adam's going to walk by and put up the quickening sense and see if there are any other immortals lingering around. He's not going to do anything to spoil what they was a legit agreement. They said they were going to do it. So, okay.
It's one of those things where, like, on paper it sounds like it's a problem, but you and I have been living in this city for how long and it's never been a problem, or at least one that we've known of. And,
right.
I mean, I assume Roxy's never come across these in Xur, like, time hanging at the bar and stuff like that. Like, I don't think, like, Tusk, I feel like Tusk would be talking about it in a con stuff. Like, oh, I got this cool, check out this cool elixir gun. It's going to make me the best. You know, like, I feel like the crowd that Roxy's group hangs in isn't the most discreet. So I feel like if it were something.
The rival gangs are not as chill as the Menagerie, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you think that you would have heard about it otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
If anyone in your circle was using it.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if it was one of the cleaners.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But you have a talisman now to help you.
That's so sad.
All right.
You can't pet your doggy.
No, I cannot pet my dog.
The dog is still following you, but just a slightly larger distance away.
Mm. Oh, pickle.
God. I'm not going to say, this is not something I'm observing in character, but there is an argument to be made that this is actually putting Pickle in more harm. Because he's staying further away from you.
Yeah, that's true. That said, I think that Pickle isn't the target, right?
True.
I'm the target, and I think that protecting me is protecting Pickle in to an extent. Though this person absolutely knows that Pickle is the way to get to me, so there's that.
It's a good game. There's lots of different things we've exposed ourselves to.
Oh yeah,
to protect ourselves. That's the way it works. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
I think we're. This is a good place to break, I think.
I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So our plan is still to go live next week, where we the further adventures of these idiots.
I will be unavailable next week.
Oh no! Oh no! Yeah. So it'll be so we will have a episode of unconventional romance. That's fun, and we'll be back in I think 2 weeks. I think we're.
I forgot how good that title is.
So good. I love it a lot. Yeah. All right. Well, like and subscribe, do all that stuff. Find out our next episode and watch the skies. Nope.
Hey there. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dungeon Not Included. If you did, please tell a friend and leave us a 5-star review and encouraging comments on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help spread the word for new shows like ours. You can follow the latest from the Dungeon Not Included crew on Twitter at DNI Crew and over at Facebook at Dungeon Not Included or at our home on the Nonproductive Network at non-productive.com/DNI Crew, where you can find articles, character sheets, and Patreon exclusives, as well as our latest episodes. Thanks!
This has been a Nonproductive Media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Nonproductive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.